Okay, everybody, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. Land to my feet, a mind to my path, with its words lying in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and young again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
All right, prayer list. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Bubb, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Steve Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Jones and family, Frankie Luann family, Larry Burns and family, Caitlin, Anna, Adam, Heatherly Bowles, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Buff. Has anybody got any to add to the list?
I got it. Bobby said I have to go for 4 years, but I don't want him to go for 4 years. He's saying I have to get everything I need to get done, but I want to make sure that Omen Bobby will change his mind, so please pray for that.
Okay, let's remember that.
I just wanted to say, Lord, for saving me, Lord, for so many blessings, and my family, and myself, and the people I love, you all. Yeah, I was there. Thank you here for everything you got for us.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for letting me be back tonight. I really miss coming. Just didn't feel quite like it. But please keep praying for me, or I get this stuff straightened out.
Amen. How's Frank?
He wasn't as good today as he was yesterday, but he's okay. I mean, he's still kicking. Still above ground. It seems good today, it's yesterday, but...
Pretend you remember Christy. She... being hard on her. Just don't want her to give up. All right. Off Ken Wills, come to first. All right.
your glory, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for, Lord, sending your Spirit to convict us and showing us our need of you, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you've come and lived with us, Lord. And we know that we grieve you, Lord, and we quench you sometimes, Lord, but we thank you that you come to reveal the Savior to us and to comfort us and to lead us and guide us and all the paths of righteousness for his sake, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the church, Lord. We thank you for the redeemed, Lord. We thank you for the preachers, Lord, the stand. We're glad it pleased you that the foolishness of preaching that men would be saved, Lord. I just thank you for saving me, Lord, and loving me and wanting, Lord. So many people in the world, Lord, you saved me, Lord. I just thank you and praise you, Lord. I just pray for that prayer, Lord, Lord, all those names on it, Lord. You know every need, Lord. You know what they need, Lord. You know their hearts, and you know their, Lord, their situations. I just pray that you help them, Lord. Those that are lost, you'd save them, and those that are out of church, Lord, would see the need of you, Lord, and have a desire to get back, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that we want to finish well, Lord. We want to endure to the end, Lord God. We know that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, that you'll be with us even to the end of the world, Lord. We just pray that you'd help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord. Keep our hearts towards you, Lord, to love one another, Lord, just to trust you. Lord, we just pray that you bless us early tonight, Lord, and help us, Lord. Just reveal yourself to us, Lord. Give the preacher what you have for us, Lord. Bless the singing. Lord, just help us. Draw near to you, Lord. We pray for those that are sick and out, Lord. Just help them, Lord, our family members that are lost. Lord, you'd save them. Lord, for it's too late, open their eyes. Lord, let the light of your glorious gospel shine in their hearts, Lord. Show them that you love them more than you care about them anymore. Lord, we just pray for all these requests, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
293.
293. Christy, the only one.
On a prayer for me?
No, not that one. I don't see any other one. That's all right. Years spent in vanity and pride, caring no my Lord was crucified, knowing no it was. free. Pardon, they will multiply to me. Them I born in self and liberty. I cover by God's word, I like my sin. I learn. Then I tremble of the love I spend. Till my guilty soul implore and turn to Calvary. Mercy that was great and grace was free. Pardon that was multiplied to me. Then my born is soul and liberty. Jesus everything. Now I gladly home, oh my King. Now my righteous soul can only think of Calvary. Mercy that was great and grace was free. Pardon that was multiplied to me. Then my born is soft and liberty. Salvation plan, all the great debate done to me, all the malice of that God has been a glory. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me.
Song I would have put to your push. He told me to long kind of song.
Is a walk in the powers of duty. Is a work till the close of the day. I shall see the green king and his beauty. When I go, then I smile the way. When I go, then I smile the way. I will wear the cloth of the day. And I know that you're the way me. When I go, then I smile the way. Story is a sin for his children astray. I am sure he will show me his glory. When I go, then I smile the way. When I go, then I smile the way. I will wear the clothes. Cloth of the day, and I know that.
striving, and I trying all his will to obey. With exchange, all the direction of heaven. When I go, the last mile of the way. When I go, the last mile of the way. I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joy that way me. When I go, the last mile the way. I was thinking 265. 65. I was sinking deep and thin, foam from the pit for sure, buried deep and stained within, to raise no more. But the master of the thing, hear my spirit cry, from the water lifting me as the I am. Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me when nothing holds a help. Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me when nothing holds a help. Lord, lifting me. All my heart to Him I give, everything Him I clean. And His blessed presence live, everything His presence in. Lord, so mighty and so true, may my soul be sung. Faithful, loving servitude to Him belong. Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a help. Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me. Jesus completely say, He will lift you by His love out the hungry way. He's the master of the thing, build His will obey. If you say you want to be saved today. Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a help.
Church.
Be back in the house of the Lord again. I'm going to read the letters again for the folks on Facebook. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schwantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones, Frank and Luann and family. Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Allie, Addie, Haley, Heatherly, Morris, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosie, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, and Ernie Buff. And then I got to thank all the ones that prayed for my wife this day, her being in the emergency room. I pray God that he'll touch and bless and heal that heart. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to be in Psalms 121. He watches over me, watches over us, don't he? Mm-hmm. He's the one. Okay. Put your hand to you, pray for us.
Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We just thank you that you care about us, Lord, and want us for your own, Lord. We just thank you that you're good to us, Lord. You're just a good God, Lord. You're altogether lovely. We just thank you, Lord. We pray you fill the preacher and give him what you have for us, Lord. Help us to receive it. Jesus would be glorified, and ask it in your name. Amen.
Maybe. Well, I'll start reading here in verse 1. Before I start reading, I want to say this, you know, a lot of people in the world, and especially people who are not churchgoers, you know, they have some kind of knowledge of the Lord, but they haven't come to know Him as their one and personal Savior. They have just a worldly knowledge of God, heaven, angels, devils, demons, hell. You know, everybody's got that knowledge. But, you know, it seems like I hear an awful lot about people putting their faith not in God and what God can do for them and how God can protect them, but, you know, they put it on guardian angels. And, you know, I believe that there's angels. And I do. And I believe that God uses angels to help us. But it ain't an angel that died for me and shed his blood on Calvary's cross. It wasn't an angel. It was the Son of God. It wasn't an angel that, you know, protected me on the way over here. You know, that car that got a little too close to the yellow line, I think that was God. Mm-hmm. I give God the credit for watching over me, protecting me, keeping me safe, supplying my needs. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not discrediting angels. I ain't saying that ain't angels. I think sometimes we give angels credit for things that, you know, really God done. Amen. You look over in the book of Revelation. When John was having that revelation, he bowed before that angel, and the angel's like, hey, get up. You know, don't worship me. I'm not the one to worship. It's God. And if you look here in verse 1 of 121 of Psalms, it says, I will lift my eyes into the hills, from hence cometh my help. My help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now right there, in the Word of God, plainly tells us that our help comes from the Lord. It comes from the Creator, the one who made all these.
Amen.
An angel didn't speak, and all this come into an existence. It wasn't an angel. It was the Lord. It was God. The one who made the heaven and the earth. I mean, you can't get, folks, you cannot get no plainer than that. It is simple fact. God is the one who watches over us and protects us. And, you know, maybe he used that angel. Maybe he used one of us to watch and help over somebody else.
Yes.
But ultimately, the help comes from God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not selling angels short. I believe in angels. Matter of fact, I know they're there. The Bible says that there's angels. And there was angels that we can read in the Old Testament where angels were sent to do certain jobs. I mean, and suddenly, around him, a multitude of heavenly hosts. Amen? So, don't get me wrong here tonight. I'm not saying that angels don't do work. I think they do work like we do. That God gives them. Mm-hmm. Amen? Alright. So now we are settled here tonight in saying that God is our help. Mm-hmm. He is our protector. He's the one supplies. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, that keepeth thee will not slip, and keepeth thee will not slander. Slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. You remember over there, as a matter of fact, I just preached on it or taught it in Sunday school or something here just a few weeks ago about Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal, and where he took the children of Israel and the prophets of Baal and got them together and said, which one's going to be your God? You remember that? And Elijah started mocking Baal. And the people and the prophets said, well, maybe you need to get a little louder. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe your God's asleep. But you look here, we find that our God don't sleep. He don't slumber. He's there. Preacher, have we got a God who kept up with you all day long? He kept me all day long. Y'all all day long. You drank all day. Everybody. Screw bitch, he didn't. Finger's still there, ain't it? Amen? What a blessing. God is there. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. Preacher, he's on a journey. Remember what Elijah said? Preacher, that he's on a journey. Maybe he's asleep and he can't hear you. Our God is always in hearing range. Peter, after walking on the water, he's walking on that water, and he began to sink. Help me, Lord. And he reached up, and I hand right in his hand. But he was still taking care of the ones on the boat. Amen.
Amen.
There was a boat for them to walk back to, wasn't it? Amen. All right. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord shall shade upon thy right hand. Look at that. He is thy keeper. He is our keeper. Folks, he is as attached to us as a chicken is to a hen, chicken hen is to one of them little chicks. Mm-hmm. Mess with one of those little chicken babies. Mm-hmm. See if mama don't start tearing you up.
Yeah.
Amen? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell you what, when you leave here, go down there and start down the food line and go in there and find a little kid and you try to drag him away from his mom and see what happens. She's going to be on you like a duck on a June bug. And that's the way the Lord is. You let the devil go messing with us. And the Lord's going to be right there. He is there. He don't have to come to you. He's already there. Amen? You know, I just want us to see tonight that, you look, God, he watches over us. He protects us. He loves us. Just like that mama chicken likes them chicks. Just like that mama over in that grocery store is ready to scratch your eyes out when you go mess with that young. Amen? Now here's where I really want you to see something. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Now, I've done a little thinking, a little research on that verse. Now, keeping in mind the time that Psalms 121 was written, the time and the place. It's the Middle East. And this was actually before the birth of Christ. Now these people believed that the moon rays could harm you as much as the sun. You know, they had that belief that, you know, if you got in moonlight, it could cause damage to you. And you think that's kind of funny, but think about it just for a minute. What is moonlight? It's sunlight reflecting off the moon. It's just dimmer. But you know, the logic there, if you think about it, there could be possibilities. But you know, but what the writer here is trying to say is, not only will he protect you in the day, but he will protect you in the night. I mean, folks, when we go to sleep, when you lay down tonight and in that bed and you go to sleep, you're not totally aware of your surroundings. You don't know what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. Now, some people are lighter sleepers than others. You know, some of us are, you know, the ones that sleep with night lights. 61 years old. But I grant you one thing. I get up and I get the hammer pulled back on that shotgun. It don't matter if you're standing in the street light or not, I'm going to get you. But the thing I'm saying here is you don't know. You know, I can't get you if I don't wake up. But God's watching over. Mm-hmm. I mean, every breath we take, every heartbeat that beats. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's Him watching over you.
Amen.
You know, all that electrical stuff you got going on in that house at night, and you know, the Lord's controlling it, it ain't caught on fire. Mm-hmm. If it does, I believe. you up whether the smoke alarm works or not. But he protects us as much at night as he does. He's with us. Because, you know, from the day that I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, the day that I accepted him, brought him into my life, he's been watching over me ever since. Mm-hmm. And glory to God, it ain't going to end when I die. Because I'm going to go on and be with him there. And he can watch over me there. Amen. You think about something a minute. Think about a shepherd. And you know, that's what Jesus is considered, a shepherd. You think about that shepherd watching that flock. He's watching each and every one where they're going. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I lift my eyes up into the hills. Mm-hmm. He's up there watching. Yeah. You know, that shepherd, they usually stay up on the hill and they look down the sheep where they can see all of them. One goes to going astray and he's going to get to it. And he's going to get it back to where it needs to be.
Amen.
He's watching over us like a shepherd watches over its sheep. Amen. Because we are the sheep. He is the shepherd.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. Folks, my soul has already been preserved.
Mm-hmm.
It is saved to the uttermost.
Amen.
You know, to preserve something is to keep it. To save it. Mm-hmm. My soul's been saved. It's preserved.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to heaven. There ain't no doubt in my mind where, you know, when I lay this old body down, it ain't no doubt in my mind where I'm going to be. I know where I'm going to be. And that ain't no high dollar, 2-degree professor tell me anything. I know where I'm going. I know who's in control of my life.
Amen.
Amen. He will watch over me. He will take care of me. He will preserve me. And the Lord shall preserve thy goings out and coming in from this time forward, even forevermore. God, hey, what a verse. Folks, do you see what that thing's saying? That verse number 8, look at that. God shall preserve thy goings out and comings in from this time forward, evermore, forevermore. From the time you get saved, forevermore. Mm-hmm. They ain't no end. Mm-hmm. He's always going to be watching over us. He's always going to be protecting
Amen.
Us. He's always going to be looking out for our good will. To make sure that we took care of him, that we're okay. Even in the times when we're at our lowest. Christy this morning, they was putting that stuff in her arm to, you know, try to help her. And it started burning and stinging. And she's sitting there crying. Oh, it tore my heart out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I believe it tore the Lord's heart out too. I believe he had mercy on her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He gave her the strength to make it through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
What a God.
What a Savior.
All these people out here in the world running after these no count useless gods. When there's a God as good as God is, it's real. Why would you want to run after something that ain't real when the real thing is right there before you? We got a whole world out there chasing false gods. Everything from lumbering men hanging from a string to Cadillacs. I'd rather have God than any other thing. Amen.
Amen.
Does anybody got anything on their heart? Okay, I'm not. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for this many blessings that you give us. Lord, we thank you for this day, and Lord, I want to thank you for my wife this day. God, I just pray that you continue to bless her and help her, give her strength. And Lord, I pray, God, for these others on our prayer list, Lord, that's sick and needs help. We just pray, God, that you just touch them and bless them. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd help us as we go through the remainder of the week. That you bring us back here Sunday with a home for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I want to give you a hug and be told that I have been seeking. And I'm so good. I know. They've been telling me. Sunday is the first Sunday I kind of forgot about.
Hey, lady, didn't the Lord say to share? Didn't the Lord say to share? Code any exception to the rule? Well, thanks for watching, Mr. Marley.
Oh, what's that one?
Who's Mr. Marley?
It's Mark Harlow.
Mark Hill Marley.
Mark Hill.
Mark Hill.
He.
Love you, preacher.
Boss.
He was a campaign manager for one of our congressmen.
I mean, you got the same thing as mine, huh?
Yeah. So you don't have a boss?
My next one was Myron Burton.
To me?
Yeah.
I work for myself. I don't work for anybody. I work for myself.
Okay.
These are pretty good.
You're lucky, Pastor Joey.
Yeah, that is.
I'm on this.
You're lucky, Pastor Joey.
I got flip-flops and these are going to wear them with this.
But I can't wear them.
I can't.
I have to wear something that's...
I've
got socks. Well, I'm going to wear socks with these. Because those other birds are not have fur in them and they're too hot. Appreciate you, preacher.
Yep.
Say hello to Christy. Say hello to Christy.
Oh, we
got the light.
Yes, tell them we're praying for.
Oh, we got
yeah.
The light.
Thank you.
Yep,
you're going to meet me at the house in the